I'm going to try not to blow it right here because this has been a wonderful service. Is God ever here? What? He is really in this room. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Let's do Exodus chapter 8 this morning. I'd like to give you something from the Lord. Thank you, Pastor. So, I love to play music. My music comes out different, but I came this weekend, you know, I brought my guitar, and I also play the gospel tuba, which goes over great and suddenly, that's a joke, by the way. The Lord spoke to me. He says, you do not have the sound for this meeting. I said, Satan, I rebuke you. Because I'm a tremendous musician. God told me Pastor Andy had the sound for this meeting. I don't know if you were here last night. Miss Sheila took us to a powerful, precious place. But this pastor today, it put us... I love because there's no show on this. Do you know what I mean? This is no frustrated rock star trying to show you that he's got chops and can sing it, play it, and wear complicated shoes. Whatever that means, I don't even know. But I say in the name of Jesus, and I really wanted you and your wife to get this. Stephen and Cheryl have been with me for a long time. But there was a place in your heart that this sound is going to unlock. There is a place in this sound where your hearts are going to unite. And I tell you to discern that by the word of the Lord. I want to blast you with a super soaker full of goodness right now. Miss Marlene, I dream about your family last night. There is a shaking and a happening about to come to your home. And I believe in the name of Jesus, God, show me the power of God on your precious daughter. I saw her under the glorious fire of God. I watched the power of God get on this girl. And are you, is this you? I don't recognize you because your hair is so long. Hi. But I tell you in the name of, in this vision, your hair was not long. But I tell you, a real prophet would have known it was you. But this here is what you get for free. But woman of God, the Lord showed me he is about to baptize you and there is going to be a fruit come out of you and your family tree that you weren't even planning on producing. Like you planted corn, you got the corn, tomatoes, potatoes, and all these other things grew with it. So in the name of Jesus, I release that to you. Exodus chapter 8. I have a service at 5 tonight in Halifax that I'm not sure I'm going to make. So just be ready to tell somebody that he's laying in the floor in Prince Edward Island and we can't get him up because the glory is here. I'm in no hurry. I've been able to breathe this. I'm not going to cry. When the Lord gets on me, though, when I think the God that holds planets from colliding stops to visit me, I fall in pieces. Other people roll on the floor. Other people laugh. Some people go out. I don't care what you do, but just if I fall on the floor, don't pick me up. You know, like they're all in such a big hurry. Like, you know, let's pick him up for the next one. I'll fight you over that floor space because I need a deliverance that only comes from being in the holy presence of God. And I deserve that space. You go ahead and take the seat of honor. Give me the spot on the floor. That's my seat of honor. Oh, man, I'm messed up. How in God's name am I going to do this?
I don't want to do this.
What do I need this drink right here? Let's just wait on him. It's a holy moment. I love you, Lord God. Glory presence is here. And I don't want to miss this. I know everyone's waiting for a prophecy, but he's prophesying over you right now. I have brought you nothing. I'm a man of sin, saved at Calvary. Understand, we point no spotlight on a man here. We came to put it all on Jesus and be blessed to be in his holy presence. So receive him right now. Receive his goodness. Receive his presence and his power. Drink him in. Whatever your issue today, whatever your problem today, whatever the problem in the family tree, drink in the presence of God. He is here to release you from the place you've been stuck. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. There is weight coming off your chest right now, like off your shoulders. It's like he's unscrewing the screws that have tightened down on you. Thank you, pastors Noel and Pastor Andy, for being so sensitive to the Lord today. Our elders, Simon, Elder Andy. Oh man, the cloud is here. The richness, the kabod. The weight of heaven is upon me. You say, I'm not getting anything out of this service. Good, then it's all for me. Because I need this, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so proud to be a friend of God. Some people say, are you a prophet? Are you pastor? Are you evangelist? Are you pop? What are you? I'm friend of God. Amen. Do whatever you want with me wherever I am. Some nights I mop a floor in a place where they don't allow me to prophesy. And then I pray for people in the parking lot. Other nights I prophesy over 1,000. And other nights I pray for hundreds. Other nights I feed the poor. And some nights I go bond people out of jail. And very few nights I sleep. I'm tired, but I'm not stressed out. And if you think I'm tired, you should see what hell looks like. Satan's wore out. I've pitched my tent on hell's front porch and turned up the heat. I'm not picking a fight, but I'm in a war. And I'm so strong today because I don't know where I'm at right now. The glory cloud is here. And he makes me taller, skinnier, stronger. And he defies the curse of my family tree. Because Galatians 3 is upon me. Cursed is everyone who hung on a tree. And the curse that I used to carry, hallelujah, has been broken. Because he became a curse for me. There's an elder in you, brother, with this checkered shirt and lady with the pretty flowers. It's on you. It's your moment. This place again has hit its next crossroad. Our bishop, you know, he serves as a pastor, an apostle. This is the time that's on this man of God. The apostolic is upon him now. To where this isn't going to be about one place, but it's about your place, Mr. Abraham, your place. It's time. This place is too full. We have to tear this down now immediately. Amen. Not the building, the structure. And say, let's put one in your place, one over there, And then all of us get together on a Sunday with a lounge chair and sit out there and praise the Lord. But Monday night is your place, and Tuesday night's your place. And we see CWC1, CWC2. I love that, you know, they're all becoming houses of worship. And that's what the Lord wants. Worship is going to change this precious island. Worship is changing this precious island. And I tell you in the name of Jesus, you can't stay in the shoes anymore. As God spoke to Moses, would you come on, keep your mind on the Lord with me. As God spoke to Moses when he got to that burning bush, he said, take off your shoes. Time for you to take off your shoes, Noel. In other words, the thing that brought you to this place is not the thing that you're going to leave, is going to leave carrying you. Hallelujah. The spirit of a pastor brought you, but now there's an anointing on you to become this apostle that will embrace places around the island. There are different cultures. There are different sounds. Glory to God. And God has put this Pastor Andy, I don't know if he's a pastor here, but in my head, in my heart, he pastored me today. This Andy pastored me this weekend. He sang over me like a well that just bubbled out of me. Cheryl, a well came out of you today. Hallelujah. And did you see the way that man responded? Not, you stop it, you. We got our own song. No, he recognized the song of the Spirit. Amen. And he played, this is why God needs a man like this. You are in a moment. That's not to say that the rest of you aren't good and that I'm not good too. Make sure my ego gets stroked. But it's to say that that's the right sound for this moment. Do you understand how crucial this is? You can't miss a moment. It's too crucial. If you miss a moment, it could take us a decade to catch up. It's too important, sis. It's too valuable. Souls are weighing in the balance. We must put away all squabble. I don't like this part. I don't like... Shh. Maybe this part isn't for you. Maybe it's for this guy. Maybe the other part. I didn't think I'd ever even get up here today. Because the Holy Spirit was taking over. That's no joke. Holy Spirit's taking over. And the more he takes over, Hunter, the less we need a man or a woman to be at the microphone. He comes in, he knocks the place out. Second Chronicles, he gets everyone out of the way. Gets your idea out of the way. Gets your plan out of the way. Gets mine out of the way. And he just takes it over. And you'll find out who's sent to be with you and who's not. Because they'll sit there, well, I don't know if I can do this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's only 8,000 churches on this street. Go down there. What's happening here is a free fall in the Holy Spirit. And it's unnerving. Because nobody knows what's going to happen. But it's refreshing. Because nobody knows what's going to happen. And he comes in and you feel like it's a Holy Ghost car wash. And you just drove in, and your PEI mud from what they've been slinging on you all week just got washed off, and you're like, Simon washed his car. He pulled up, and it was like the car went, ah. You know, sometimes at our jobs, people sling mud at us. Sometimes people are praying curses against us in the name of God. But in the name of Jesus, curses everyone who hung on the tree. So I'm rubber and you're glue. Whatever you say to me, bounce off me. Thank you. Hallelujah. I've been set free. Talk me into a curse. I'm going to give you as much as I can. I can never hardly see. Exodus chapter 8. Man. Thank you, Holy One. I feel born again. Verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh. Say to him, this is what the Lord says. Let my people go. That's about to get freaky.
Verse 2. If you refuse to let him go, let them go. I'm going to send a plague of frogs on your whole country. Oh, Lord. The Nile will teem with frogs. They'll come up into your palace, on your bedroom, on your bed, into the houses of your officials, on your people, into your ovens and your kneading troughs. Frogs will come upon you and your people and all your officials. And then the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron, stretch out your hand with your staff and the streams and the ponds and make frogs come up out of the land of Egypt. Verse 6, so Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land. But the magicians did the same thing by their secret arts. They also made frogs come up on the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, pray to the Lord to take the frogs away from me and my people, and I will let your people go to offer sacrifices to the Lord. And Moses said to Pharaoh, I will leave you the honor of setting the time for me to pray for you and your officials and your people, that you and your houses may be rid of the frogs, except for those that remain in the Nile. Verse 10. Tomorrow, Pharaoh said. Moses replied, it will be as you say, that no one, that you may know there is no one like our God. This is the quickest way to enter a curse. Is by stopping worship, stopping the freedom. This man, Pharaoh, is a control freak. You'll recognize them because if you don't do exactly what they do, they will shut you down. It's the spirit of Pharaoh, the presence of a Pharisee. Thank God, hadn't seen a Pharaoh in the house this morning. Can somebody say amen? Bunch of Moses running around here. Plague of frogs is going to come on you, Pharaoh, unless you start worshiping. Let these people worship. In other words, worship keeps you frog free. I'm not touching a frog. Noel says, you want to go fishing? I went, if you're hungry, go to McDonald's. They got two of them things for fish fillet for like $3. It's the best deal in the Maritime. He said, no, we're going to catch it and cut it open and cook it and eat it. I acted like I went out in the spirit. Laid in the floor till he left. I don't mind a drive-by shooting downtown Cleveland, but I'm not going fishing. A pinch shot and stab, that I can handle. But I'm not touching a fish. Great man of faith, aren't I? Anyone can stay the same as their family. Say, I never had a chance. My family, bunch of drug addicts, bunch of drunks. I never had a chance. Here's what I learned. Somewhere in the world, somebody wishes they had the cards you've been dealt. And they'd take that hand and become a winner with it. And every time I think I had it hard, you know my story. Grew up under all kind of drugs and alcohol in my family tree. But I'm not talking about that tree. I'm the curse breaker in the family tree. Hallelujah. I don't have to be that. Even a dead fish can float downstream. So can I tell you in the name of Jesus, somebody's got to be alive enough to go against the stream of the family stream. Come on. And say, the curse stops with me, because it stopped in Galatians 3. Say it with me. The curse stops with me because it stops in Galatians 3. One more. The curse stops with me because it stops in Galatians 3. There's a song right there.
But I packed my guitar so my ego would not get in the way of the man of God playing today. Who's going to stand up and be frog free? Who's going to be the worshiper in the family tree? There's a big difference between worship and singing songs. There's a big difference between quiet and waiting on God. There's a big difference between respect and controlling everyone to do what you do. The Nile will teem with frogs. Your officials will have them in their beds, on their heads, in your ovens, and in your kneading troughs. When you're making bread, frogs will be in your bread. Frog log. This is by far the worst treat that someone could give you. I made this frog bread for you. Ribbit. The Bible says he talked to Moses. This is one of the funniest things I've ever seen, bro. Moses, I called you a stutterer to go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. But don't worry, Moses, I already hardened Pharaoh's heart. And he's like, what? It makes no sense. But don't worry, Moses, I sent you a stick. Everyone knows if you stutter, all you need is a branch. Right. That doesn't help at all, Bob. Exactly. Moses is walking around with a stick that has nothing to do with his stutter. He's got a problem and a deficit, and God's going to work in spite of the deficit. In fact, he's going to make him tell someone who won't let go, he has to let go in a stutter. Can you imagine how long this must have took? Let my people go became... He's holding on to this stick, you know. And he's leaning. Are you making fun of people stutter? No, I'm making fun of pharaohs that can't listen. Because he had to hear it over. Let my people. And it's going over and over, over in the hall of Pharaoh. Let my people go. He just can't get it out. By the time he finally hears it one time, he's heard it 42 times. And over and over and over, he's heard it, let my people go, and he can't quit stuttering, but he's stuttering because he's saying the one thing that God said. Amen. And he stuck it in his mouth so much, glory to God, he keeps saying the same thing God said, let my people go. Amen. And the Bible says that Pharaoh wouldn't let those people go, so Moses said, all right, have some frogs. And the magicians, the Egyptian magicians came, and they produced frogs too. Frogs are everywhere. This was one of the more brilliant things by Pharaoh. Moses we just cursed ourselves in an act of disobedience with frogs. And the magicians came. Well, my magicians could do that. They brought more frogs. Brilliant. Just brilliant. It's like saying, it's too cold here. Let's walk into the freezer. It's too hot here. Let's turn off the air conditioning. It's like saying, whatever bad is, let's get worse. And then the magicians did everything the man of God did, except when Pharaoh said, I'm sick of these frogs. The magicians couldn't remove the frogs. Only the presence of God has the power to remove a curse. You hear this? And he goes and he says in the mighty name of Jesus, Moses, get rid of these frogs. You have no idea how powerful your enemies are until those enemies are in a crisis and need a miracle. Verse 9, he says, I leave you the honor of deciding when the frogs will leave. And Pharaoh says in another dumb pharaohification. That's the new word for you. When somebody says something ridiculous instead of the hard, it's pharaohification.
It's in the evening and they're talking and he says, when do you want me to let these frogs go? And Pharaoh goes, tomorrow. He's got a frog on his shoulder. He's got a frog in his bed. He's got a frog in his bread and a frog on his head. And instead of saying right now, he says, tomorrow. Let's spend one more night with the frog. Why spend one more night in a curse? Why spend one more night addicted? Why spend one more night in your sin? Why spend one more night away from God? Why spend one more night away from the things of holy God and the holiness of the Lord? Why spend one more night, ribbit, with the frogs? Pharaoh, it reminds me, you know the band Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young? When Crosby was going to rehab, he said, I'll let you put me in rehab, but you've got to fly me from New York to Colorado so I can get high the entire time. One more time. Don't you know the dope ain't never going to give you one more time? It wants you. It will try to steal your soul. It will try to take your family. It will remove you. See, Christ redeemed us from the law, Galatians 3. He became a curse for us in verse 13. Cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. Why stay frogged when you could stay free? I refuse to repeat the mess that my family tree has in them. I thought I'll pass a blessing to my children, and I've never had any children, but I have an adorable goldfish. And I will pass a blessing to her. What I'm saying to you is, why stay in a place of brokenness when you could be the one to break this thing for your family tree so that your children never have to fight the fight that you're fighting now? Glory to God. Man, you can't stay free hanging around the people that got you in the mess to begin with. You cannot get free. Listen. You cannot get free unless you remove yourself. You can't be free. You can't walk across the Red Sea on dry land wearing an Egyptian uniform. All men could walk across it, but the Egyptian army won't because they still look like Pharaoh. It's time to change. In this day when everybody's trying to tell me, you know, hey, God doesn't have any problem, you know, if I do this or if I do that, you know, and things that I would consider sin, I'm not trying to get you to live up to what I think is sin. I'm trying to make it into heaven under 250 pounds, and it's going to be a photo finish. Okay? I'm doing my best. So I'm not trying to fix you. I'm trying to faith me. And in the mighty name of Jesus, it's so important that you work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. But I don't want to look like what I got delivered out of. I come from a bunch of drunks, a bunch of drug addicts, people in sex trade and terrible things in my family tree. And praise be unto God, God set me free at age 12. I've been preaching the gospel since age 14. I'm 56 years old, and I'm going to retire in 50 more years. Partially because I love to preach, partially because of my income base. A dear friend of mine started a place called the Hope Center. It's a home for girls who have been rescued from a trafficking situation. He and his dad, and the young man was 29 years old. He had a massive heart attack in the middle of the night and died. He had a problem since he was youth, you know, in his heart. They just had an operation, and there was a 98% chance that he would survive, and he died. I tried to raise him from the dead. I couldn't. So they asked me, Bobby, can you come? We are in pieces of 30 acres in hopecenterindy.org, if you're looking for it, where I serve. Simon alluded to it earlier, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays as the campus pastor, where hundreds of girls who had been delivered
This is my greatest moment in ministry. I love what I do on the road. You understand? I don't know why. Like a lot of people, I hear somebody gave so-and-so a jet, and another guy gave another guy a camper, and another guy got three houses. And I do get free chiropractic, though. Cider man, friendly neighborhood cider man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got Holy Ghost active blood. Look out. There goes the cider fam. I know I'm an idiot, but it is my greatest gift that I know nothing, and sir, he is every. You say, you shouldn't talk about yourself like that, Bob. You leave me alone. I'm having a riot. Hell can't figure out why I'm still going. No one can. I can't. I only know the greater one is in me, and greater is he that's in me, sis, than he that's in the world. And because he can, I can. And the I am that I am says that I am, so I am. So 3 days a week, I own a home now in Cleveland. Oh, my beloved Cleveland. It's home to me. It's my first altar. So I got a home. And when I was living in Indianapolis, I was driving 5 hours to come to Cleveland to help a pastor that was there who needed me. Come to think of it, for no pay. But then I got a home in Cleveland, and now the guy in Cleveland doesn't need me, but the guy in Indy needs me. So now I drive 5 hours out there, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and 3 times on Sunday, I serve as a prophet around the country. Monday, I sleep all day and eat chicken wings and then go back to sleep. And then I get up about 2 a.m. and I take a shower and shave, and I drive out at 3 a.m. and I get there at 8 a.m. for a Tuesday morning Hope Center staff meeting. And then I take them into prayer, and we seek the Lord until noon. And then we pray for girls, women that have been set free. We have a team, a SWAT team even, that's coming to rescue girls. One lady has a ministry that goes into dance clubs where girls are being made to work and taking them presents, and their children presents. And then they're saying, we're being held here. And all of a sudden the team breaks in and saves 30 girls in a night. I lost my voice, you know. 7 months it was gone. One night about 3:30 in the morning, a knock came on my door. And I answer it the way everyone in the States answers the door. With a Bible and a gun. No. Both loaded. Someone said to me, what is it with you and all you people have guns? I'm like, not right out of the womb, that we don't. We have to fill out a paper right after birth. Why are you for all this? The people that want to kill babies try to tell people not to have a gun to protect their home. That's odd to me. I'm not going to get into that. But I answered the door that night, and here's three people. My one friend, I know a lot of shady people. A lot of people that wouldn't feel, you wouldn't feel comfortable. You'd have every right not to feel comfortable around. But I don't spend my time trying to get the saved more safely. I'm trying to get the people that are in the worst shape set free. That's the work I'm doing. So when you give an offering here, it sends me so I can go places where there is no offering. And there's nothing. And I drive. And you say, why do you drive 5 and 6 hours? Because they invited me. I go anywhere invited. Because when they invite me in, they gave me the authority in their home to release a Holy Ghost presence. They don't even know what they're getting. They think I'm coming to play music. They think I'm coming to tell jokes. What they don't know is I'm coming to prophesy and tear down a darkness that hell stuck around them for years. And get neighborhoods saved. 10 at a time, 20 at a time, 2 at a time. Who cares? Hallelujah. I'm depopulating hell, sis. So when God sends me and he starts making a way. This Hope Center says, can you come? So the staff has a building. It was a college that God showed me 7 years ago. Someone was going to bring them a college. This college went under. They took over Hope Center 3 years ago. 1 year ago, August 24th, they brought their first person in and rescued. Well, I lost my voice for 7 months. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Almost lost it there. These three people came to my house. They were really drunk. One guy went upstairs and went to sleep with this lady and her sister. They came and I started to play. I had three eggs and four pieces of bread. I was really not eating a lot. I didn't have a lot of money. Didn't have any money. And those sandwiches were going to last me for days. And I'd only know one thing to do. And my mom used to come home drunk after being gone for months on end. You know, I raised myself. She would say, Bobby, make me an egg sandwich and sing me a song about Jesus. And I had a guitar with two strings on it, and I'd make up songs about Jesus. And the only difference now is I have six strings, and I still just make up songs about Jesus. And so I started playing a song, and all I could do is talk like this, Miss Marlene. That's all I had. I could only whisper like this. But the glory came in a room. That's why you don't quit playing. That's why you don't quit playing. You don't play for a crowd. You play for a cloud. We shouldn't be trying to gather for cheers to arise. We should be up here prophesying and playing for walls to come down. And I've got an audience of two. Two hungry drunks. And the glory hit the room, and this girl says, Bobby, what is this? I said, this is the glory of God. The presence of God got on them. The Lord had a situation go down where a girl passed away, and then her mom came to me and said, do you have a vision of what happened to my daughter? Now, I don't go seeking the past. I go seeking the future. You know what prophecy is? It's a weapon for you. If you'll learn, when you get a word from God, this is so important. It's a weapon so that when you're fighting all kinds of hell and they say you're going to die, you take that weapon out and you say, this weapon saw me in the future 10 years down the road. I can't die today. And you fight with the promise of God, because the two most powerful words you can pray when you pray are, you said. And I fight with those words. And sometimes it works out like I think, and sometimes it works out like it stinks. But it's going to work out. He's going to get glory. Anyway, I went into a prayer, and immediately the Lord took me into a vision, and he showed me a girl with a tattoo on her right shoulder of a parrot and a left foot turned out. And this is in Cleveland. And then the Lord, I said, ma'am, is this your daughter? She said, no, this is my niece who was abducted that day as well. I say, all right, there is a red water tower. This is the most unique looking water tower, bright red. And there is a smell in the air where these people are. Something is burning. Something is cooking. I can't tell what it is. So the police are back at my house again. I haven't had police at my house this much, man, ever, you know. And, hallelujah. So they found this red water tower two towns over where they were roasting coffee beans. They rescue 17 young people from this place, including this girl's niece. Then this man gives up a trafficking ring in Youngstown, Ohio. And there was another 40 or 60, I forget what it was. That man gives up one in Dayton, 200 and some kids that were being trafficked were found from one word from the Lord. Can I tell you, if I don't lose my voice, I'm not home that weekend when they come to sit at my table. And I'm not there to play and pray. It doesn't look like God when you're going through it. It hurts like the Dickens. But now on the other side of it, 200 and some kids could say, thank God you lost your voice, because you were where God needed you to be on that night. I'm going to spare you some of the details. Doesn't always work out great, but I must tell you, in the name of Jesus, he's going to be the great in the working out. Hallelujah. You have a striped shirt on, and up and down, and beautiful long hair. Wave your hand at me if you know who I'm talking to. I bless you right now. Please, eyes on heaven. I bless you right now. The hand of God is upon you, lady. It is on you to break strongholds. It's on you to break people free in the mighty name of Jesus. That God want to touch you in Jesus' name. And he's going to touch a people through you. Cider, where's your son, the big, tall, great big Legzilla? Stand up, Legathon. I know a real prophet would know your name, but bless you. Come on, I need you to pray with me right here. I want to release the super soaker of the glory cloud. Man of God, I tell you in the name of Jesus, you're going to stand not only head and tall above us physically, but in the spirit God has called you. When I stood next to you the other day, the glory of God that was coming off of you, you're going to rescue a people. The Lord wants you to know, even for your family, you're going to be, it's a heavy weight to carry. To say, I've got to set a standard. But brother, not only are you able, but the one inside of you, the Christ, hallelujah, he is able to set a standard. Because of your kindness and because of the sweetheart that you've got, many people would want your heart. They'll try to pull you aside because you're going to be a wealthy, wealthy man, the Lord says. But God say in the mighty name of Jesus, glory, cloud, blessing. God say that he's going to touch you and he's going to touch your family tree. Hallelujah. There's a miracle inside of your family yet. There is a wonderful surprise that won't look like a surprise when it comes, but there is a surprise. Hallelujah. A great blessing is coming. So never turn your back on someone when they're broken, because a broken person is carrying a surprise for you, the Lord says. And you're going to bless the broken. Hallelujah. God has made you to bless people who have been in trouble. And I see you helping a young lady who has gotten pregnant. And God wants you to know in the name of Jesus, you're going to reach into her life and be a blessing to her. And you're going to come to Jesus, and God's going to save an entire family. Save a child in the mighty name of Jesus. All praying all through the room. I break the spirit of offense. Hallelujah. Just like when God started talking about Pastor Andy. I know there's about 30 guitar players in here. 30 different musicians in here. It wasn't meant to offend anyone. It meant to say that Andy is carrying something for this season. That doesn't mean that all of you aren't, but it was the right man this morning. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to get to you is, it's not the person, it's the sound that they're carrying. Glory to God. And some of you will have a sound for one place, and some of you have a sound for one face, and some of you have a sound for one time, and some of you have a sound for another. Whew. All eyes on heaven, all eyes on heaven. But how long are we going to stay with the frogs? Why spend one more night in offense? The spirit of offense is going to be broken in this room this morning. People getting offended because someone didn't talk to me. Someone didn't have enough time. I didn't get a word. They didn't sing my song. Someone corrected my kid. All he was doing was pouring paint on somebody's shirt. I'll be glad to help you with that too. Brothers and sisters, can I tell you in the name of Jesus, this place is full of the glory today. You know why? Because all of you are full of the glory. And this is a synergy of the Spirit of God. Like when Mary came in the room where Elizabeth was, and John jumped in Elizabeth's womb because Mary was carrying a Jesus. My John jumped because of your Jesus this morning. Hallelujah! And I release in the mighty name of Jesus and break the spirit of offense. Constantly looking at a problem. Constantly mad. Well, so-and-so didn't do this. So, brother, staying offended is like drinking poison and hoping it hurts the other person. I'll teach you. Let me drink this. Look at these legs. And then you get sick.
I call you out of your frog-like sickness. How long will you stay in offense in the name of Jesus? Break the spirit of offense and selfishness. Self-righteousness be broken in the name of Jesus. Woo! Can I give you this look on my face if you would please? I met a guy, another shady. He got a big thing, like Fu Manchu thing like this. He got a leather vest, the motorcycle guy with a rocker panel back here. He belongs to a club. Not a gang. Wink, wink. He's a tattoo parlor. He likes my music. So don't go there, Andy. I don't have too many gigs left. I play the place. I play while they're doing whatever they're doing. Bringing praises of God. I got a Thursday afternoon gig at the cigar shop at the corner of my house. You smoke cigars? No, you goofball. I'm on fire. I play where there's an open door to get somebody saved. Playing this guitar shop. Listen to this. This dude gets saved. The Lord says over him, you're going to be in the ministry with me. He says, how am I ever going to be in the ministry with you? That don't blankety blank, no blankety blank sense. You're blankety blank crazy reverend. The cursing's not what offended me. The reverend part is what offended me. Am I glad I got the offering before I said that? That's the funniest thing I've ever said in my life. I just felt them tell me, go ahead and leave right now. I took over Hope Center, where these girls have been tattooed with a number by people that have taken them over. Sister, listen to this. I went back to tattoo shop. If you don't like tattoos, quick, put your fingers in your ears. I said, can you do a tattoo over a tattoo? I can do tattoo over tattoo. Come to Hope Center. Put the cross over the number where they've been trafficked. Crying the whole time. Down in his big Fu Man, not the Fu Man booger. Just stuff draining. The glory of God there. One girl tattoo on one shoulder blade was sold to another. Now has another. He come, he put angel wings on each shoulder blade. I'm in the cafeteria. She come down. Prophet, look at me. She pull her shirt down to show me her back. You say, oh my God, that's ungodly. Listen, this girl showing me her back is a far cry from what she has been through. That's why I'm there and you're not. As I can handle it back. She said, prophet, I'm an angel now. I like, slow your roll, honey. Stay in your lane. We ain't there yet. But glory to God, we're on our way. Can I tell you? The blood of Jesus knows no boundary. It knows no boundary. I never thought I'd pastor again. I'm there through Christmas. I have no idea what's going to happen. It's the dirtiest thing I've ever done. But hell is under attack. I can't tell you, I've got nurses that are there working with me that dispense medicine. I've got dentists. Oh, man. They're giving their time. I've got Teen Challenge has offices in our building. Celebrate Recovery is there. And I run the prayer room, where there's people praying and singing and doing music 24 hours a day we're trying to get up to. And a guy in a biker club jacket tattoo running in with his gun
is being used to remove a piece of someone's past. And just as the cross goes over that old number, the cross, the blood of Jesus goes over. In the name of Jesus. Lady, all the way in the back row, you have Jordash on. Wave your hand, please. I bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a call of God upon your life. All eyes on heaven, please, as I land this plane. I bless you with the glory cloud. And it's upon you to save a people. Hallelujah. It's no worry. God's going to make you like be friends with people that other people could not get them to be friendly with. Hallelujah. And I tell you in the name of Jesus, because of what you're carrying, the presence that's on you, in the name of Jesus, he's going to bless you. He's going to baptize you to put into people's lives. Then in Jesus' name, this is your moment you're at. It's no coincidence that you're here with when I come. I tell you in Jesus' name, God's going to make a way for you to do a work in ministry with me yet. I tell you by the Spirit of God, your days are not only not over. You know, the enemy likes to say your days are numbered. No, they're not. Your name been written in the book of life. Glory to God. And God's going to use you in the name of Jesus. And the cloud of heaven is upon you. You're not done. And I know you long for the greater glory. And you think, what am I doing? How can this be? But God say in the name of Jesus, you have a friend in me, sister. And God's going to work it out. You're going to come and you're going to help me. And we're going to do a work. And I'm going to show you in the name of Jesus the value of the call that is on your life. You're not done in the name of Jesus. I want to say this. I don't know who this is for. There's no mistake that is bigger than the blood of Jesus. Bless the ministry that is on you. Bless the call that is on you. My brother and sister, we release over you the call of God, the work of God, the word of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Spirit of the Lord. Precious sisters, I'm so proud of you. Bless you. So proud of you. So proud of you. I would spend a little time with proud of you. You. I spent a little time with these guys. I am amazed watching the presence grow in your life. There's a worshiper in you, lady. This you can never lose. This ability to get alone with God and just love on Him is a key. It will keep you clean, pure. Hallelujah. They're so different. This one is a warrior. I wouldn't fight her for anything. You got a great war on your. You take over from the enemy who you try to steal people from you, steal people to hell. You say, no, in Jesus' name. This one will worship through. This one, I call her the doctor. God has got a call on your life. You have to understand God saved you out of a terrible thing. And you must not go that way. You come towards the things of God. And in the name of Jesus, God wants to spare your life that you could come into God. And you must never let jealousy, like somebody else might get it easier. Somebody else might get it quicker. But you're going to get there. Hancho, you're going to get there, the Lord say. So don't you in the name of Jesus ever say, what's the use? I should go backwards. We're not, in the name of Jesus. I break depression. That's in the room right now. I want to break depression. Anyone of you dealing with depression, you know, if this is on you, even if it has a chemical in your body that's not yet been released, you know, like it's a deficit, like, you know, like it was in your family tree. Well, in the name of Jesus, we curse depression by the power of the blood of Jesus. That meal we took today, that meal of the communion, that's the meal that heals. And in the name of Jesus, don't spend any more nights with the frogs. Depression, be broken off of our lives. And in the mighty name of Jesus, any body chemical that is not being created, come on, people, pray with me now. That I pray for a healing in Jesus' name through our bodies. And I pray those of you that were thinking about quitting and giving up and going back to Egypt, back to an old life of sin, don't do it in the name of Jesus. God's got a call on your life. The hand of heaven is upon you. Why spend one more night with the frogs? I say, let's let the curse end today. And when God says, how much longer do you want to be under the curse of the frogs? I say, no longer.
Take it away tonight in Jesus' name. Take away the thing that stopped me. Take away the place that's hurt me. And in Jesus' name, set me free to worship God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for your families now. I break any curse that they've tried to bring into our lives. Woo! The family tree been broken. Oh, my goodness. Now the curse is broken off the family tree. And I feel that Pharaoh spirit trying to hang on to offenses, trying to hang on to old ritualistic ways. Well, we say the blood of Jesus is greater, and it breaks in two, and the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it cuts in the name of Jesus. And I release the glorious presence of God over you. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands around the room like every hand now, like a satellite dish, pulling in the message from Holy One, like you're in the place where God is pouring oil over your hands. Heal a people, heal an island, touch a place. It's time in the name of Jesus to stop being under what the family was under and get under the glory of God. God, shake PEI. Let PEI go that it might worship the Lord. You religious spirit, let PEI go that it would worship the Lord. You old way, let PEI go that it would worship the Lord. You try to bondage and bring us down. No, we're done making bricks for you, you religious spirit of Pharaoh. We're walking into a wilderness where our God will provide for us in the name of Jesus. I call a manna for God's people. I call a water from the rock for God's people. And I call a Red Sea to part for a people that are about to be consumed. We will not be consumed by anything but the fire of the living God. No more nights with the frogs, everybody. No more night with the frog. One more. No more nights with the frog. In Jesus' name, and amen. Shout to the Lord, man.